Do you know what the greatest pleasure is for me? It's nothing complicated or expensive. It's not a costly bottle of wine or a slap-up meal or a new pair of merino socks. It's nothing you have to actually pay any money for, or not directly. It's putting away my paintbrushes after a day's work at my easel, closing the studio door behind me, getting my dog's lead out of the cupboard, and stepping out onto the Edinburgh street on a summer afternoon like this. And then setting off round Drummond Place in all its Georgian splendour with my dog, Cyril, trotting at my side. Cyril, the only dog in Scotland to have a gold tooth, by the way. A great companion, and a good judge of most things, in his canine way, of course. And here we are, Cyril and I, making our way to the flat of Domenica MacDonald in Scotland Street, just a little way down the hill. Domenica MacDonald, anthropologist, conversationalist, observer par excellence of the foibles of others, although I hope she's not too observant when it comes to me. Most of us like to be understood, of course, but not too well understood. Frost was standing in paradise and looking out over Eden and Utopia. He pulled a pack of Rothmans from the inside pocket of his leather jacket and sparked one up. He took a long, thoughtful pull on the cigarette, blew out a plume of smoke in the direction of Utopia, and in a weary voice said, "Not much of a view. To be honest, I was expecting more."
"But as you can see, there's plenty of parking space. Do you have a car, Mr. Frost?"
"A company car. I could park that anywhere. It's one of the perks of the job. But I do have a motorbike. Very temperamental, only likes the hot weather. Currently it's leaking oil all over the mechanic's garage floor."
"The building does have a gym, Mr. Frost. Great for that after-work workout."
"Pulling the ring off a can of Hofmeister is about all the exercise I can manage after work." Frost had to laugh at the sheer cheek of these property developers. The boxy little apartments were hardly anyone's idea of paradise, no matter how hot the property market was right now.
"As I was saying, Mr. Frost..."
"Jack. Call me Jack."
"Jack. Jack Frost?"
"Now then, Cyril, let's think about the day ahead. Do you plan that far, I wonder?" "Probably not. You dogs are somewhat more immediate than Homo sapiens. Although, frankly, I sometimes feel that we flatter ourselves with that description. There are adjectives other than sapiens that we might well apply to our species, Cyril. Such as, oh, well, now that's embarrassing. I seem to have forgotten the Latin word for destructive, if I ever knew it. Homo pernicious, that'll do, I think. Homo pernicious. As to the day ahead, I like to take it as it comes. Expect the unexpected."
"Morning, Angus."
"Oh, Bruce, you're up early."
"Hi, no slacking. Keep up the pace."
This is Claire, by the way."
"Morning.